The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about the presidency. I'm not sure if you were listening to News Talk Breakfast with Kieran and Shane this morning, but they spoke to Gareth Sheridan, who is throwing his hat in the ring. Take a little listen.
Well, this is something I've actually been working on for well over a year, and I've been meeting with councillors face to face since the beginning of this year. It's not something I've been taking lightly, and I've been explaining to them a values and a vision that I think is perfectly fitting for the next president of Ireland. And, you know, thankfully it has been received very well. You know, right now I'm very confident that we have at least the necessary four local authorities to contest the upcoming election. And it could go beyond that again. And it's a values and a vision that I want to put forward, you know, in a position when we're in a situation now where the country has just become so divided. And I think what the overwhelming sense of division there is that there's a feeling of underrepresentation for a whole segment of the population, basically. And that's really the people under the age of 40 that, you know, are condemned to a life of exorbitant rents or emigration. They can't, you know, we're all familiar with the housing crisis at the moment, and this is something that I want to highlight and focus and champion over the course of my campaign. But, you know, it's important as well to stress that while I want to be a voice for a younger generation, I want to be a representative of everybody, because it's very concerning to me that, you know, we have a situation now where grandparents only get to see their grandkids grow up through an iPad in Australia. You know, face-to-face time has now been replaced by FaceTime.
Yeah, that was Gareth Sheridan speaking to the guys on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Sean Defoe is News Talk's political correspondent, and he's with me now. Sean, did you know there's a housing crisis?
I think I've heard of it, all right. Yeah, I think that's been around, knocking around a couple of years, I think, is it?
Yeah, one or two, maybe, at most. One of the issues that Gareth Sheridan says he wants to highlight in his campaign, at least someone is highlighting it, I say. So listen, who is this man?
So he is potentially the youngest ever presidential candidate. He's 35-year-old. He's a tech CEO of a NASDAQ company, or at least he was. He stepped away from that for a couple of months now to run a presidential campaign. Also potentially the tallest ever presidential candidate. He's 6'7", so slightly different to our current incumbent president there. He is from South Dublin. Look, he founded this company called Nutribrand a couple of years ago in 2012 when he left college. It is sort of the slow release patches effectively for vitamins, but other things like opioids as well, used in pain management. Moved to the States, spent a long time building that company up, and it got NASDAQ listing in 2021. Had some quite lean times financially himself and his wife during that time. And he's spoken in a book about how he, at one point, his wife was babysitting. He was running the company, but also being an Uber driver, and not even with his own car, because his own car was so poor, they wouldn't let him use it on Uber. So he had a Hertz rental car, and Hertz would take 40% of his profits in exchange for using it. So they'd been through a bit. The company was invested by the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, at one point as well, but it's kind of made it big in the last few years post-COVID. They moved back to Ireland earlier this year with their daughter, an adopted daughter, and they're now living here. And he's decided that he wants to take a tilt at the presidency for some of the reasons that he outlined in that clip there.
All right. Listen, so a genuinely successful man in his own regard. But what hopes has he of finding himself on the ticket? What does he have to do now?
Look, difficult, I think. So he was asked about this in, and not only a News Talk Breakfast, but in a couple of interviews that he's done today. He's going down the council route. So that is the route by where you have to get four local authorities to try and nominate you. We've seen people go down this route in the past and been relatively successful. Peter Casey, who came second last time around in 2018, went down the council route. Sean Gallagher went down it in 2011, and he actually has some links to Sean Gallagher. He was chairman of the company, or certainly involved in the Nutribank company for a number of years, particularly in its early days. Although he says he hasn't asked Sean Gallagher for any advice. He's been quite coy on what support exactly he has. So when he was asked, you know, do you have the support of councils? He said, I think I have the support of four councils, potentially as many as six. When he was pushed on that, however, he said he thinks that he has a nominator and a seconder on each of those councils, which of course is very different to actually having a support, because when it comes down to these council hearings that we might see in September, it's a vote of the full council that gives you the nomination or not. So he may well have enough to get nominated and seconded at those particular meetings, but we don't know, will he have any support from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil councillors? He was asked earlier, would you run as maybe a candidate for Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin? Would that be something you would be open to if they were open to it? And he said he wants to be an independent. He doesn't want to be tied to any party. Yeah. So if particularly Fine Gael, they obviously have a candidate in the field. I think they're unlikely to be voting for any independents. He kind of seems to be relying on Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil abstaining on the councils, which is not impossible, but I would say potentially uphill battle. He says he's been talking to councillors for a year. I have to take him at face value on that, that he has the support, but I just don't know will it materialise.
Sean Defoe, our political correspondent. Sean, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.